Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Over the next several weeks, I want to walk you through some of the things that I believe are incredibly important in our walk of faith as believers. And I want you to tackle this first concept that I believe is fundamental, not incidental, in our faith walk. Because when I think about the Christian and the assignment we have as believers here, we need some type of safety net. It's not easy to be a full-blown believer in the world today, to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and be able to just be normal in the world. We've already been painted with a brush of so many oddities in the world. You know, I've noticed this, and I've said this over the years, but I believe it more today than ever, and that is the belief that I don't think many people have a problem with Jesus, but they have great problems with those of us that claim to love Jesus. So let me take us straight to a piece of scripture. In John chapter 10, the scriptures are giving us the voice of Jesus. It says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." I am just fascinated and blown away by the courage that Jesus has. Yes, in his divinity, the very Son of the living God, and yet in his humanity, one who has faced every challenge that we might ever face and had done so on our behalf, sinlessly and perfectly. There's never been a time in which you and I can lose our salvation. At 9 years old, I was at a Bill Glass crusade in Warwick, Rhode Island, and at the end of that time, I was a little boy sitting on the front row, and Bill Glass said, "If you want to give your life to Christ, just come up here right now." And man, I was up like a shot. And what I can remember is the picture that it had hit me that it was my sin that had put me on the cross. No, it was my sin that put Jesus on the cross. Friend, listen to me. When Jesus says that my sheep listen to my voice, that means that we are to be on the lookout and the listen for the voice of God because he knows us, the scripture says, and we follow him. We follow him because he first loved us. He said, "I give us, me and you, the sheep, eternal life, and they will never perish." Underline that word never. No one can snatch them away from me. From my Father's house have given, underline given, them to me. And he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them, never snatch them, can never snatch them. Underline that, from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Friend, if you have trusted Christ and given your life to him, you're as sure for heaven as if you were already there, and no one can strip you of that certainty. When they were building the Golden Gate Bridge, it was a $77 million project. At that time, I don't even know what it might be today, but when they started on the first section, there was no safety net, and 23 people in that first section they were building fell to their death while working on the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, before they started the second session, they spent $100,000, and in that time, they only had 10 people that had fallen through that safety net. Friend, listen, that's a 25% increase in the ability to accomplish your task. Our task, as Jesus assigned it, is to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, love others as we love ourselves, and go out about this world and share his message. Friend, that is solid, that is security, and he holds you, and no one can snatch you away from his grasp. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.